don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and, you know, we got a lot to cover. Amy the Librarian, she's going to be with us in Dominica here shortly when we head out to Dive Fest, DominicaDiveFest.com. She's going to join us. It's going to be her first big Scuba Radio adventure, along with her sister, Alicia. So, and then along in Angela. So it's the AAA Mermaid team that we're taking to taking over to that part of the world here in a few weeks, and we'll see. But you know, another place that's very close to my heart, and I've only been there once.
Your
but
aorta?
We're planning. What's that?
Your aorta.
Oh boy, Pete from Scuba Board here, the pun master.
That wasn't a pun.
That, well, okay, that was just a bad joke.
Well, I wouldn't say bad.
See, it would be a pun if there was a place that was sounded kind of like your aorta.
It was a aorta. Point. He says, like, what's close to my heart? Pagoda? I said your aorta, which is close to his heart.
Wow, that's hard.
It is because of years of eating too much high cholesterol food.
But, I understand.
But yeah, I'm on medication. I'll be fine. The point was is that Grenada was the place I was talking about or thinking of. We went there right before the Christmas holiday last year, and we're heading back there in August is the plan. Now, our trip, our adventure, our Get Down in Grenada event is in the process of changing slightly. We may actually open it up and go to some other properties. We're working on that. I'll have more details for you next Saturday on the big show. However, in the meantime, we're going to go on a little discovery journey together. You guys with me? You ready to learn a little bit?
Is
about,
this a what's on my mind type thing?
No. It's about learning about different places you can dive and go and some of the dive operators
in
Grenada. You've never been, have
I'm
you,
I'm down
Pete?
With that, actually. I have not been
would
to Grenada.
Would you like to get down to Grenada?
As soon as they invite me.
We'll find out if we can make that happen right now. We have Christine Feeney on from EcoDive Grenada. How are you doing, Christine?
I am very good, guys. How are you?
We're doing good. Now, Eco Dive and Trek, that is the name of your dive operation, correct?
That's the one.
So you offer diving and trekking, I'm guessing, through the rainforest in Grenada. Very tropical, very much like, you know, we just got back from Fiji a couple weeks ago. You got a little comparison like that? Do you get comparisons like that when people come?
We do, actually. Yeah, we have big mountains. We get great rainforest. We're primarily a dive shop, but we have some beautiful hikes when you're ready for it.
Yes, the surface interval activities that you can, you know.
The day before you fly.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a beautiful island. Now, your particular dive operation, Eco Dive, where are you located? On the island, geographically.
I bet close to the ocean.
We're close to the ocean, yeah.
Okay, good.
We are on Grand Anse Beach, which is near the southwest corner, just below the capital city of St. George's.
Okay.
We're right kind of dead center on Grand Anse Beach on a property of Coyaba Beach Resort.
Okay, very good. And so right there on the beach, the boat just comes up right to the dock and you just head out to which particular dive sites do you guys specialize in, or do you like service a whole, you know, an entire area or the entire island for that matter?
Well, the entire island in the summer when the water's flat like now, primarily in the winter season, we'd be doing anything from the southwest corner on the Atlantic side right around until about midway up the west coast where the marine park is.
Got it. Okay.
So anything in that belt, we're looking at a 2 minute to 20 minute boat ride out to the sites.
Well, that's not bad at all.
So what's your favorite critter that you see?
Oh,
down there?
You can't ask me that.
Well, you know, we should, though, because Christine, not only is, aren't you a marine biologist on top of being the, you know, the operator there of EcoDive?
Who told you my secret?
I saw it on that. I Googled you.
I'm a coral biologist by training.
Aha. Uh-huh.
But when it comes down to it, I like the things that move and look at me and run away and come close and get the picture taken and...
She's avoiding the question.
So if you would have asked me that question, and I like things that looked at me and then moved away rapidly, it would just be women.
Yeah. Like it's ex-wife.
It's current wife, actually.
You put your neck out on that one.
Yes. Okay, but Christine, you're tired.
No, but I mean, it's really hard to pick. It really depends on the day. I mean, most recently I'd have to say dolphins, because we've been lucky enough to have some pods of dolphins through.
Really? So are you on scuba and they're swimming by, or you mean on your way to the dive site kind of thing?
They were close to us on scuba. We could hear them, but we didn't see them underwater, unfortunately. We saw them when we got back on the boat.
Got it. Yeah, I mean, very seldom will you have an underwater dive encounter with dolphins like that by chance. I've had it once. Yeah. I've had it happen once, actually.
And stuff like that, but not dolphins yet.
I have had a wild dolphin swim up to our dive group once and surprise us. But, yeah, they seem to be skittish by the bubbles, so they don't have you'll hear them, like you said, right? I mean, but yeah, you don't necessarily have them swim up to your dive group or anything like that. You just see them on the way out.
At me from a distance.
Those are the Atlantic bottlenose dolphin?
Probably. We didn't get a good enough look, actually. We have a couple clips on YouTube, but we didn't get a good enough look to actually speciate them because there's so many different kinds.
Right. Well, hey, dolphins are dolphins. They're all pretty. They're cool.
They're the big, pretty flipperish ones.
That's right. They're all flipper to me. I'll take any kind of dolphin I can
see. I got to tell you what. That's a marine biologist answer, too. We didn't have the opportunity to speciate them, which is something I try to do to women.
Yeah. You got to be careful when you ask questions, because all kinds of things can come out.
I like this girl. Now, and by the way, did you hear she congratulated you on your dolphin sound effect?
That wasn't me.
That was me.
Oh, that was you.
Sorry.
Oh. That was Pete.
Do that again, Pete.
I don't know that I could do it again.
Oh, okay. It was purely like... No, that sucked, really. That was awful.
Pretty good.
I'm not a marine biologist. I just must not have heard it good enough.
He actually slipped on his seat, and he had to readjust himself. He wasn't even trying to make a noise.
Ew.
He just slipped out.
Yeah, that didn't come from his mouth.
Okay, let's
that
stop.
Hard edge.
Stop now. Christine, now you did mention the spotted eagle rays. I know they're very regular, they like to visit the wrecks there in Grenada. Is that what you've come across as well?
The wrecks, all the time. The eagle rays, for some reason, they love those wrecks, mostly the Bianca C, the Gila, right. The Kingmich. Those ones are really common. You can see eagle rays anytime you like, really.
What type of wrecks?
You have to roll over and look back up, and you get the silhouettes above you, but they're fantastic.
Yeah, I saw them on the Bianca C last time we were there. That is a spectacular wreck.
God, I want to
cruise
what
liner.
What type of wreck is that? That's a cruise
that
liner?
We had sharks on there last week, too, which just tops it all off.
But. Yeah, really? What kind of sharks cruising by?
There was a bull shark by the swimming pool. I'm sure you've seen the swimming pool.
I have, yes.
Oh, that's cool. Swimming pool underwater.
It's a cruise ship.
Yeah, well.
The Bianca C was an old ocean liner.
What type of wreck? Is it a screamer or a fake wreck?
Is it a what?
Screamer.
Screamer. If you're going, as it's sinking, or is it a fake wreck that they sunk it on purpose?
It's an enormous wreck that sunk by accident, so I suppose that would be
a screamer. So it's a screamer.
I guess that would be a screamer. Were there people on when it went down? I guess so, wasn't it? Weren't they towing
it? Fire, not actually when it went down.
Even better,
when it went down, it was being towed to get fixed up, and it sunk. But it had an engine fire initially, and the wreck actually turns 50 next year, so it's coming up to a big birthday.
Yeah. We're in discussions there with the tourism board about doing some big blowout in Grenada. And the thing we're doing here in August, I don't know if you're privy to this. Just yet, Christine.
Oh, I'm doing my best to be.
Yeah, you've heard. She's heard rumors, but we're planning to do like some reconnaissance for this event for the 50-year anniversary of the Bianca C here, and at the end of August.
Oh, excellent! Yeah.
I gotta tell you, if a boat sinks and you didn't mean for it to sink, that is not the sort of thing you should celebrate the anniversary of.
Oh, yes, you should.
Sure, why not?
Nobody
died.
Yeah,
to take it from the other perspective as well, for Grenadians it was a big deal because a lot of fishermen and normal everyday people were involved in rescuing people off the boat. So it's a...
Up until 50 days ago...
It's a big birthday for the island, really.
Yeah, up until 50 years ago, That was a boat.
It was a boat.
The day that it went from being a boat to being a wreck was the same day. Yeah, that's not the same.
But now it's interesting.
Now it's interesting.
Yeah, no, it is. It's a really amazing wreck because it is a cruise ship. It's like, you know, it's like diving on the Titanic or something, almost, I guess, in a way, right?
Yeah, no.
Except for not quite as much death.
Yeah, probably. Probably so. It's an impressive wreck. Now, Christine, Eco Dive and Trek, the website's, of course, ecodiveandtrek.com. But how did you get involved in the operation there in Grenada? You've been there for many years or what? What's your story in that regard?
He's asking if you're old.
Eco Dive itself has been around since 96.
96,
but
okay.
Myself, I've only been here since November. Eco Dive sold last year in the fall. And myself, biologist actually, Andre Miller, who's based in Barbados at our sister dive center,
yeah.
He bought out Eco Dive just before last Christmas. So we're coming up to our first birthday, but Eco Dive itself has been around for a long time.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations on that. And being a marine biologist, I would guess you kind of take a little bit different tack from your perspective when you're taking people diving. Are you sharing a little bit more of the underwater, you know, biology and that type of stuff that you're a little bit more familiar with than people that are just dive operators and not necessarily know all the science behind things or what?
Yeah, we always plan to. It depends on how much, the diver wants to know.
Well, good point.
We have so much background that it really just depends on what you're in for. But if we have particular dives that we line up on purpose, watch. And those kind of things where people would sign up on purpose to be involved a little bit more in depth.
Right, right.
So we just kind of make it known and then let people... invite people to bring to us whatever they had in mind.
Sure. Just say, two inches
some people, I get into the genetics of my thesis, and it makes people glaze over, and other people really want to know details.
Right, exactly.
It just depends really
on the group. I got you. All right, yeah, exactly. If you got some, reef nerds, they can really love this stuff.
I'm good with the reef nerds.
Okay, good. Good.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, that was a compliment, believe it or not, in a weird, twisted, around way that I talk sometimes.
A Greg way.
Yeah. But Christine, thank you so much for checking in. I look forward to hopefully seeing you when we come down to the end of August, okay?
Well, absolutely. It was my pleasure.
You got it. EcoDiveAndTrek.com. Check out Christine and folks from Eco Dive, Grenada.
You know,
and
Greg,
can do that.
They have a pretty good reputation on scuba board.
That's
people
good.
Talk very, very highly of them.
Well, anybody,
always
you know, when they have that kind of background, you know, marine biologist background, you know, I'm joking around, but it's kind of good to know that you have, you know, someone you could actually learn some more technical things from.
You could actually speciate.
You could do that. You could speciate, and then they make an ointment to clean it right up.
Just
too,
don't interspeciate.
Okay.
That's against the law, even in Grenada.
Is it?
Yeah. And after she got off the phone, I gave her the sign off that you're supposed to give to marine biologists, which is hoorah, semper fi.
Is that it? Really? She hung up before you said that? I hope.
Maybe.
Okay.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Make yourselves comfortable. Prepare to witness a man brought to the very edge of madness.
The nights are cool and I'm a fool. Each star's a pool of water. Cool water.
I think he's already there.
And with the dawn I'll wake and yawn and carry on to water.
I'm a warning you, stranger.
Cool beer.
Yes, that's what you get in Grenada, Fiji, Dominica. Now, that's where we're going on our next big adventure. July 8th, we head out with the AAA Mermaid team to Dominica. The only difference, honestly, especially topside, between our last visit in Fiji and Dominica may be from
number
my visits. No, not number of mermaids, actually. It's been the rainbows. We saw a lot of rainbows in Fiji.
Oh, cool.
And we didn't see those in Dominica, but maybe this time we'll see rainbows. I don't know. I don't know if it's, the rain
did
situation.
Did it rain while you were there?
Yeah, well, you know, it is, you know, in Fiji, it's kind of like the summer of Florida. So you get that afternoon thundershower type of thing going on. I don't know if that's the case right now for Dominica, but we're going to find out here in a couple of weeks. However, Mermaid Amy is going to be on this discovery with us as well. She is part of the AAA Mermaid team. And Amy, do you feel honored to be a part of this new metamorphosis in the Scuba Radio Mermaid Pod, or what?
I am so honored, and I'm so excited to be going on this trip.
Yes, you're going to have a blast. I mean, last year when we went and did Dominica Dive Fest, you can check out all the details at DominicaDiveFest.com. The mermaids were rock stars. I mean, they literally took over the island of Dominica. And I know you've never been to Dominica. I know you've traveled around to some other places and in some cool places maybe, but have you ever done anything remotely close to going to an island like this, let alone dressing up as a mermaid?
No, not really. I've had a lot of snow up here in the Mermaid Tail, but no tropical island yet with the Mermaid Tail.
No tropical islands. All right. Well, I think it's a much better type of environment. It's more mermaid-friendly than what you're used to in the Great White North,
okay,
or Midwest of Chicagoland, where you're based out of.
The right. Water is soft.
It's softer water, exactly.
Probably a heck of a lot warmer, too, I bet.
Yes, it is.
1 or 2 degrees.
It can be a little warm, but you cool off in the water. We'll take her to Champagne Reef. You know about Champagne Reef there?
No, I don't.
I do not. I have not been to Dominica.
Yeah, no, Dominica, Amy, and for those who don't know, is one of the most volcanic islands on the entire planet. And I didn't know that until I visited, but they have like 7 volcanoes in Dominica, on the island of Dominica. And they're not ready to blow or anything, but they're kind of semi-dormant. So it's kind of like a Hawaii type of situation going on down there.
Mm,
very,
okay,
very lush, very tropical. They have these hot springs that the volcanic activity has heated up the water, and then they've built these hot water baths into the side of the mountains in Dominica. Yeah,
is the word you're looking for.
Maybe we'll see some action in those hot springs, huh?
Excuse me?
Nothing.
Yeah. Now, it'll be we may have to put a mermaid in one of those pools. I mean, you know, water, mermaids go hand in hand.
I'd be more than willing.
But yeah, it is. It's a very amazing place to be. Very romantic. So, okay. And you're going with 2 other girls and single Scott and myself. So, well, there's always a downside.
And one of the girls is a sister of yours, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, Alicia.
Alicia is a sister.
That's right. So we have Alicia, Angela, and Amy, the AAA Scuba Radio Mermaid team.
Mm-hmm.
And Alicia, now, we sent her off a Patty Open Water Dive instruction manual and kit. We may get her certified in Dominica. How's she coming along with that? Do you have any idea?
I know that she's been studying it at work because she doesn't have a whole lot to do at work besides surf the internet right now.
Okay.
So,
nice gig.
That's where she's been doing all of her reading, but I haven't had a chance to talk to her about it yet. So.
Yeah, and by the way, if her boss is listening, her name is Allie.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Right, right. No, so she's trying to work at it, and that might be one of her little accomplishments that she does in Dominica Dive Fest.
Yeah, I got to fit her up with one of my wetsuits, and we'll be on our way.
Yeah, now you are a dive master, or have you gotten your instructor rating yet?
I have not gotten my instructor, but I am a master diver.
Master diver, okay.
Master diver. Yes.
All right, good. So you're good to go in that regard. But I will tell you, you know, you guys are going to be treated like a royalty there in Dominica. They love the mermaids in Dominica. It's,
mm-hmm.
You know, this whole mermaid thing is like a universal language, and they all can relate to you guys. And it's going to be quite an adventure that obviously we're going to cover right here on the show. You'll hear more about Mermaid Angela, Amy, and Alicia, the AAA Mermaid Team in Dominica, Dominica Dive Fest here, starting July 8th and 9th, okay?
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand
and all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atosha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
It's going to be quite an adventure, Dominica. You know, and coming off the heels of our little trip in Fiji, you know, when I went to Dominica the first time a couple years ago, it was after I had just been to Fiji. So it's ironic that these trips are coming up back to back, so to speak. What?
Don't you think?
I do think.
Isn't it ironic? Don't you think?
Yes, I do. Alanis.
So are they going to write a book?
More or less.
Tales from Dominica?
Who?
The mermaids.
They can if they want.
Tails. T-A-I-L. Mm-hmm. Instead of T-A-L. See, get it?
I kind of like that. Maybe we ought to start that at the at scubaradio.com as our new mermaid blog.
There you go. Could also put the devil is in details.
Okay. All right. That's enough. Now, yeah, I will say, you know, mermaid Amy, you know, we would call her the librarian because when we met her in Chicago, she was wearing glasses and had her hair up, and I kind of thought, hey, why don't you work the whole librarian angle and kind of keep that look for your mermaid presentation? And I've been vetoed.
By?
By the other mermaids, because they're like, Greg, mermaids don't wear glasses. And so I've been kind
They'll
of
overruled. They'll
occasionally
use a thingamabob.
They make a spectacle of themselves.
Yeah, or a fork to comb their hair or something. I don't know. Yeah, they do make a spectacle of themselves. Right, I got that. And I'm not laughing accordingly.
that was long overdue.
but
the
yeah.
librarian reference. See where he brought that back to the long.
I was ignoring that one too. So anyway, I've been overruled, Bill. Angela in particular, she's kind of like mermaid number one, as you know. She's been with us the longest, and she's kind of like the mother mermaid or the lead.
Don't call her the mother mermaid.
Well, no, she's like the leader. She's our pro. She's supposed to keep the other mermaids in line.
All right, hold on.
What?
This is not coming across the way you
went. First you call her mother, now you call her a pro.
She's like a remora, really.
she has the most experience as a mermaid, and she keeps
now
the
she's
other.
Old. Now she's a little long in the tooth.
Angela is the boss.
You know if she's listening, I'm screwed right now, right?
Yeah.
Your fault.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Can't we just keep it closed and mark it rest in peace?
Not as long as naval scientists are trying to prove that porpoises have brain structures rivaling man's. Tests every day are proving these sea creatures are so intelligent and possess such amazing faculties that they seem almost human. Even superhuman.
Lady Dolphin and her dolphin boat were swimming out to sea one day. All the other lady dolphins smiled, but they were smiling in that subtle dolphin way. Remember all the things I said, that I love you till the day I'm dead. Cause I need you like this hole in my head. I need you like this hole in my head.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And, you know, one of the coolest places you can go, we talk about all the exotic locations where you can dive, whether it's Fiji, Dominica, Grenada. You know, those are a little bit more off the beaten path. You know, the Keys are much closer. But let's not forget about the Bahamas. I mean, the Bahamas, hop, skip, and jump from Florida, or if anywhere in the States, you just fly down to Fort Lauderdale or Miami. 20 minutes later, you're in Bimini or one of the other islands, but, out islands, and literally in paradise.
But you got to speak English to go there, too.
You don't have to. They welcome all folks, but you can speak English, and they'll speak English back to you.
You know what I mean, man?
Yes. But getting in that Bahamas frame of mind, it's very easy and accessible to do so. Go to bahamasdiving.com and check out the packages on their new booking engine. But on the line, we have Jeff Birch from Small Hope Bay Lodge. They're on the island of Andros. And Jeff, you know, I've had you, we've talked several times before on Scuba Radio, and I got a question for you that I was just wondering the other day when I knew we were getting ready to put you on again, and that is Small Hope Bay Lodge. Why is it called Small Hope Bay Lodge?
Well, to the north of us is a bay called a beach, quite a long beach, called Hard Bargain Bay.
Okay.
To the south of us is a long beach called Small Hope Bay.
Aha, uh-huh, okay.
So it's either Hard Bargain Bay Lodge or Small Hope Bay Lodge.
Okay, and Small Hope Bay Lodge sounds better.
Let me tell you, truthfully, what happened is that when my father came here in 1959, decided to build right here on the point, there was a little settlement called Small Hope, and that was here before he came. And that the bay in front of Small Hope is called Small Hope Bay, and it was said that Captain Morgan said there was small hope anyone would ever find his treasure.
Uh-huh. So to this day, you're still trying to find that, I'm guessing, when you're out there diving?
Well, every once in a while, we'll see something that looks like something, and we get all excited, and then it just turns out to be a wonderful piece of natural marine life.
Yes. Well,
look
there,
for
there
the
you
X.
Yeah, if you can
look
only
for
find
the X.
Yeah. So, Jeff Birch is our guest from Small Hope Bay Lodge. By the way, it's smallhope.com. So, one of the big underwater attractions I know you have over there, Jeff, is this Blue Hole. Is that still like the number one dive site, or is that just one that gets a lot of attention?
Well, I don't know that the Blue Hole itself, the one that we dive, gets a lot of attention. The Blue Holes get a lot of attention because Andros has the most blue holes in any landmass in the world. So, and you know, they're extremely unique because Andros is huge. You know, it's got the third largest barrier reef in the world, and way back when the water level was lower, there were these minor fissures were created, and it created these blue holes that are along these fault lines.
Right.
Now that's one type. The other, and those are in the ocean. Some are on inland. So those are ones that when you penetrate, you get into passages and rooms and stalactites and stalagmites. Then there's the what we call the swimming blue holes, which are circular.
Okay, hold on. We'll pick up after the break.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You've heard us talk about our amazing adventures in Dominica. Experience the Nature Island for yourself July 9th through the 18th during Dominica Dive Fest. Buy 5 spots, get 1 free, and many other island-wide specials available. Scuba Radio will be there with mermaids in tow, and you should be too. Groups, dive clubs, buddy teams, or singles, everyone is welcome July 9th through the 18th for Dominica Dive Fest. Go to DominicaDiveFest.com now. That's DominicaDiveFest.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
It's a crab island rendezvous.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master. We're talking to Jeff Birch from Small Hope Bay Lodge and Andros, Bahamas, smallhope.com. Also, you can go to bahamasdiving.com and take advantage of the booking engine that the Bahamas Dive Association and the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism put together to book everything from airfare, dive packages in the works, to beautiful places in paradise like Small Hope Bay Lodge. Now, Jeff, you're talking about the blue holes that are a big feature of what you guys offer as far as diving there in Andros. More blue holes than anywhere else that I'm familiar with, I guess. But you said there's fissure type, which aren't necessarily circular. They're just like cracks in the surface, and then the water came up and filled them up and created these like little open fissures, I guess. Is that it?
Well, no. What happened is that the fault lines were created, and then when the rain came, it created carbonic acid, and where you had a mixture of salt and fresh. As the sea level went up and down by the glacial periods, it ate away the limestone, and you ended up with these rooms. And when the water level was lower, it was stalactites were formed and stalagmites, depending on what happened. So from the surface, it's very difficult to see. Some of them look like dark ponds. The interior ones look like dark ponds in many instances. And then the ocean ones, you kind of be swimming along, and then all of a sudden you see this small entrance. Now, the blue hole dive that you're talking about earlier, that we do dive, and yes, it is one of our, in our diverse repertoire, is one where the roof collapsed. And I think when I was on your show some time ago, I used the words that maybe weren't the most appropriate, which means that we have tidal flow. Mm-hmm. So the tide will come up and it'll go down, but it doesn't create a whirlpool I got to use the word again. I don't know what to use.
No, that's
the tide
okay.
Sucking in.
Yeah.
It goes through the rock. The rock is porous enough where it just flows through the rock in and out.
And it sucks it in.
There you go.
There's nothing wrong with saying that. We suck on our regulators every other day when we
dive.
There
you go.
I have a question about this. Are these like the sinkholes we get here in Florida?
The ones in northern Florida that they dive, the cave dives?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They're different in that their formation, the way they were formed is different. Now, I'm not a geologist, but I can tell you that the ocean blue holes and the round swim, what I call swimming blue holes, some of them can be dove and they go bell-like and they have stalactites. The ones in northern Florida were formed in a different process.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, they used acid. I mean, that carbonic acid is what causes
the
deteriorate.
Yeah. Well,
but the ones here were actually part of the whole reef structures initially, and then cracked, and then like in some of these inland blue holes, for example, in the Guardian, or you got these fossilized. You're like a mile inland, and you got fossilized conch shells on the side of the wall.
Yeah, well, you know they are. They're pretty cool, and however they were made, my theory is it was aliens, and that's water versions of crop circles.
I agree.
But hey. That's just me. And the bottom line is they're really cool dive sites.
Cool.
Because not only are they, like you said, you get those like sea biscuits and different critter fossilized into the side of the walls, right?
Yeah, horses.
Right. Yeah, you get an interesting, what horses?
Sea biscuit.
Oh, brother. I got a rough crowd here, Jeff. Just bear with me.
Rough is not the word I would use.
But you know, they're deep, so you can do technical diving. You can, that's one of the premier sites for doing some of these free dive records and stuff too. Do you do some of that as well, Jeff, or no?
No, no. What happened is a small. We do something, some stuff out of the ordinary. You know, we have. I think one of the strengths at Small Hope is the diversity of geological landscape within a 20-minute boat ride. Walls, false walls, reef dive, shark dive, blue hole dive, medium foot dives, reef dives, wreck dive. But as far as technical diving, when we dive the blue holes and we do cave-type diving, that's a one-on-one type experience. And if you go to our website, you can look at advanced diving. But we don't actually set up like Akamal or something like that and doing tech diving.
Yeah.
Now, as far as the free diving, they just had a free diving competition over there in Long Island.
Right.
Right. And here on Andros, we haven't had such a thing. We don't actually have a 500-foot blue hole that I know of that is in... on inland, we have the blue hole that's ocean, the one that we talked about for diving. That's we know that that's even deeper than 500 feet.
Right, right. So, yeah, so on the one on Long Island was inland, and so even gave them more protection, I guess, for an event like that, I'm guessing?
Yeah, it's right on the coast, but it's right. It's a nice, beautiful, circular blue hole that you can kind of walk to. This
got
one
it.
You have to dive in.
All right. Well, Jeff, we got to bring our crew over there sometime, and I appreciate the update. So we'll work on that, okay, my
bring
friend?
Bring your fly rod, though, because there's some
now,
great
here's
bone fishing.
Here's what I do want to say to you, and I want to say to all of your listeners, is small is not only Small Hope, but the Bahamas Out Islands have a stay four nights fly free from Nassau.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Okay, so, that's through BahamasDiving.com, and that's through many of the websites. That's through MyOutIslands.com, Bahamas.com. We've been running it for quite some time. Stay 4 nights, fly free out of Nassau. All you need to do is get yourself to Nassau, and you go to any of our beautiful scuba diving out on the resorts.
Excellent. Thanks for the update, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, there you go. Yeah, and all you got to do, BahamasDiving.com, 4 nights. And getting to Nassau is easy. You know,
yeah.
All the major carriers are flying to Nassau. You can get some really great airfares to that island, and then then you fly free.
Bags are extra.
What?
Bags are extra.
Oh, not that much. It doesn't cost that much. You pack light. All you need is shorts and bathing suits. Small Hope has rental gear. Don't
there
you
go.
To pack your gear. So it's all good stuff. All right. Oh, I see. Mermaid Angela has dialed up. Angela, have you been listening to the show today?
Unfortunately, yes.
No.
Just for a little while.
Oh, just for a little while. Oh, yeah. Okay, so you didn't hear Amy on the air earlier, right?
No.
Did you hear Greg?
No.
Need to go back and listen.
Yes. Well, okay, good.
It has been suggested that instead of calling her a mother, Greg, that you should
I didn't
call
say
her
she was a mother.
Mermaid.
I said she was the lead mermaid. You are the
said
you're the one that all the other mermaids look up to,
Angela,
for guidance and direction.
Angela, he called you a pro.
He did.
He said, she's a pro.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, no mother. No, nothing like that. Thank you.
My cross has suggested she be called Mermaid Superior.
That's great as well.
Mother Angela?
Yeah.
Okay, she's liking that. See? Maybe that's could be the shtick. We'll see. All right. Well, there. We've cleared that up. Now she's definitely mad at me.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
We got
last week on the show, I told you about that special that Explore Ventures was doing if you signed up for their newsletter. You're welcome. Because they ran a 2-for-1 special Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday only. So hopefully you took advantage of that and booked yourself on a liveaboard trip with Explore Ventures. If you didn't, well, hey, make sure you get in on their mailing list and take advantage of their next specials. They're always running something, but nothing quite like that had ever been done before. I don't think they're going to do it again anytime soon, but the only way to know for sure is if you go to exploreventures.com and make sure you're on their mailing list.
Was Clay out of the office?
I believe so.
Yeah, must have been.
They didn't know. Barry's on the line. Barry is one of our Scuba Radio correspondents and or super fans in South Florida. But he's not in South Florida today. Is that right, Barry? You're in Orlando. You're in our backyard celebrating.
I don't know if I lost you or what, but I just want to tell you I'm spreading the Scuba Radio word, wearing my Scuba Radio shirt and Scuba Radio board shorts today.
All right. So he is a walking billboard at, is it Blizzard Beach? Is that where he is?
Yep, Bill? I'm at Blizzard Beach today, and it's my wife's birthday, and we're just spending a wonderful day up here.
Nice.
Enjoying your end of town.
Okay, yeah. So he's in Orlando at the Disney Water Park, Blizzard Beach, with Buddy, celebrating his birthday. Or her birthday. So happy birthday to Buddy. And if you see Buddy or Barry, you know, just look for the guy who's walking around in everything Scuba Radio. And you can thank me because look at it this way. Yeah, let's just put him on hold. Let's just warn the listeners here. If you happen to go to Blizzard Beach this afternoon and you're out there and you see Barry and Buddy, thank me for the fact that we've clothed him.
There
yes.
you go.
Yes.
Because without those Scuba Radio clothing, there's a very good chance he'd be naked.
And you know what? I bet Barry's on that list.
Actually,
she would thank me, too.
I saw Barry yesterday, and he's dropped, I guess, 20, 25 pounds. He looks pretty good.
Really?
He does.
Good enough where you'd like to see him without?
No.
Okay.
No.
I didn't think so.
No.
Just checking.
Leave you know, Greg.
Leave that to Buddy and her birthday gift for the evening.
As hot as it is, Blizzard Beach is a good place to be today.
It is.
No joke.
It is warm here in Central Florida.
No diving there, though.
There could be. They actually have a little snorkel thing
they
there
do.
At Blizzard Beach, don't they? Or is that Typhoon Lagoon? They got some kind of thing.
I think it's Typhoon Lagoon.
At least they're near water. That's
but it's
close
cold
enough
water.
For us divers.
Duh.
All right, that'll do it for this week. Next week, I might be in South Florida. You'll only find out if you join us for the show. We might be down there. We're working out some details for a last-minute July 4th extravaganza. But until then, remember, it's always better. Where, Bill?
Down where it's wetter, Greg.
Good diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.